Hey everyone, this is Todd Ima. The four of us are back here again to give you a little bit of an update on the Tokui hashtag the tax incident, if you will. For those of you who don't know, the long and short of it is that Tokui has been caught not paying his taxes for the past roughly 7 years. And he's been penalized for it. And now it's come out that he will be ceasing all entertainment industry obligations that he has for the time being to sort of, I guess, reflect on himself, which may be just a nice way of saying he's taking the punishment, the social punishment of the crime he has done.
Damn.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's more than anything, like you said, Robert, a social punishment. I think that it's one of those things where he needs to just kind of play it quiet for a while and let things cool down around this whole situation. And then when the time is right, maybe he'll come back out again. But basically what we're getting around to saying is that this probably means he won't be on Terrace House anymore, at least not for a really long time, if at all.
It 100% means that. And yeah. So this is all happening so fast. This is like a whirlwind past 48 hours for people paying attention to Terrace House, because, you know, the news was announced Wednesday, Thursday last week. You know, it's Saturday now, the time we're recording this. And so where we left the last episode, we weren't sure what was going to happen. It was too soon to tell. And now Tokui has come out, publicly said he's going to cease all performance arts activities, including Terrace House, for the time being. And it is really heartbreaking to me. Honestly, like, the show will never be exactly the same going forward. Our worst fears are realized. But like we said, this is a really big deal in Japan. This is not a small thing. And kind of my worst fears are realized here. I mean, it sounds like he is kind of going to be going away for a while. And he might bounce back. But I think we have sadly seen our last appearance of Tokui on Terrace House. And it breaks my heart.
Yeah. And what's scary about it too, right, is that right now this news really sucks, but we still have, at least for our show, we have at least 12, 16 more episodes of Terrace House to catch up to, where Tokui's going to be there. This is all fine and dandy, because where the show is at right now in Japan, I believe episode 20 just came out at the time of this recording of Tokyo 2020.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that means at least by episode 21, that's going to be the first brand new episode of Terrace House where everyone knows about this.
Ooh. Yeah, which will incident. Bring us past the halfway point of part two.
Mm-hmm. Right. And as we were speculating before in our last episode too, I wonder if they're gonna have to acknowledge it, right? I mean, they're gonna acknowledge it on the show, right? Yeah, I mean, it's a huge absence.
Yeah, I mean, we went into a lot of detail about it in our last episode about this, which you should definitely watch if you want the quick and dirty details. But I mean, the fact that they had to like acknowledge that Yama had gotten married and that people were just concerned that he wouldn't be as sassy anymore.
Right.
Like, they're definitely not going to just conveniently sidestep this. They're definitely going to have some kind of apology or explanation or some kind of, they're going to spend a little bit of time at the beginning of one of these episodes, and it's going to be rough.
Could be the beginning or could be the end of one too. I mean, it is going to be, they have to address it. They can't just ignore it and sweep it under the rug. But someone made the joke on Reddit. I try not to travail Reddit too much, because again, I'm trying to stay spoiler free for everything. And you know, we're on a different schedule as they are. So I did though catch the, like, 4 a.m. or whatever it was, Central Standard Time. I did catch the post. And I read some of the comments, and people were like, is this going to be like when Armand broke the law? He just put like the statute up on the screen and just read it like, this is the tax law. This is what I did. And Tokui's gone now. And
per tax law subclause 4A.
Yeah. Oh, wait, are you when Armand got
the skateboarding accident, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
So it's just really rough, man. And this is pure speculation, but I mean, I was worried this was going to happen. I just think that they gave him the option. They said, either you can resign from everything, his company, or they said, or you will be summarily fired. And he was like, well, honor is a big deal in Japan. And, you know, and so he just maybe was given that option. Just my thought, because it's full sweeping. I mean, he's going to not do anything now for a long time. He's probably going to move. It's really bad, man. It really sucks.
Yeah, to give a little background to that too, in that this statement came directly from the company he works for, the entertainment company he works for, Yoshimoto Kogyo. So this isn't necessarily Tokui coming from him, the person, but more the business that he works under, right? And I remember when the story first broke, at least when we read up on Mainichi, right? There's a quote there. He says at the end, quote, "This is my only job, so I wish to keep on working as a comedian, but I believe it's up to the rest of the public and those who offer me work to decide." So this definitely comes off as a decision probably made from a power higher than Tokui perhaps has.
Because here in the Nari Nari article, like his own statement was just that, "This time I was very sorry for the inconvenience and distrust of the people and people involved in my tax issues. In the future, I would like to refrain from performing arts activities. For now, I would like to re-examine my awareness of tax payment, my work, myself, and also myself," which probably was Google Translate being weird, but also yeah, himself.
Myself and also myself.
Allow my myself to introduce myself.
Tokui and his evil twin brother, Iukot.
Dude. Can we blame him? Can we blame the evil twin for this?
Jeez. So the bigger question is, too, are they going to go... So after they acknowledge this his absence, are they going to go as far as to replace him eventually? Or are they going to leave the position open out of respect?
They should watch our episode about American Terrace House and pull someone in.
Do it. If you haven't listened to that, go listen to that.
Introducing podcast. Our new member of the panel, ProZD.
Yep. Oh my gosh. No, but another comment I read on the subreddit about this was that, you know, he is one of the big three. It's Tokui. Really, when you think about who the commentators are, it's Tokui, Yu, and Yamachan. And they were kind of saying the other three are kind of there just to kind of nod along, which is kind of harsh. I don't necessarily agree with that necessarily, but it's kind of true. You know, Tokui was more than 1/6 of the show. You know, we talked about that last episode. So his absence is going to be thoroughly felt. It's going to be impossible to replace him. But and maybe they don't. Maybe that's the right move. Maybe, like you said, Daly, maybe Babazona just has more of a role here. And maybe the people that are left need to pick it up some.
So here's the interesting thing. That
might be the only option.
Here's something interesting about the way Japanese culture tends to do stuff, right? So I could see this going two ways. One, I could see them replacing him, right? Because as much as we as Terrace House fans love Tokui, he's one of many, so many tarantos who work on so many different panels on so many different variety shows, right?
Like, right.
As good as he is sort of kind of a dime a dozen in that I'm sure they could find someone to replace him. It may not be the same, but after a while, maybe we'll be like, oh, I like this new guy, right?
Right.
But at the same time, I don't know if you guys know this, but this is something that happens in the voice acting industry in Japan. But when a seiyu, when a Japanese voice actor dies, like in real life, when they die, they do what they can for whatever shows they're working on to not have that character be voiced anymore. Like, it's considered stomping on the graves of that person to replace them, which is why in Kingdom Hearts 3, for example, we didn't hear a voice line from Phil from the Hercules world because the voice actor in Japan died.
This reminds me too of Uncle Iroh, isn't it, on Avatar?
That was one
of the saddest episodes ever. Don't want to talk about it.
So, like, of course, Tokui isn't dead. Of course, right? We know he's still alive.
Okay, but, so that's true, but for the intents and purposes of Terrace House, I don't know. I don't think we're ever going to see him again. So, he's not dead. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Maybe like because we don't know how long, even though we have the time range, we don't know exactly how long that Tokyo 2019-2020 is going to go for, right? Mm-hmm. We're not sure like when that end date is. Maybe do you think that if it went on long enough, there was enough time put in between this incident and the next season that maybe the next series he would be on?
Listen, Japan is so brutal when it comes to this stuff, and I want him back just like anybody else does, but I just get the feeling this is him getting sent away, getting put to pasture, getting put on the shelf, so to speak. And he won't get fired. He'll receive an income, but I just think his Taranto days are going to be on a long hiatus, like a number of years, but he will bounce back with something else, you know. But I'm just talking about Terrace House. I don't know if Terrace House. Yeah, I just don't think it's going to be Terrace House. And, oh, I hate it.
I mean, he could have very well ruined that relationship. Part of me is low-key hoping that the first episode without Tokui, they cut to the panel and Tokui is just there, but in cardboard cutout form.
Oh my god.
Too soon, dude. No, too soon.
Really?
So mean. Too soon.
Oh man.
No,
I mean, is the question though. Like how are they going to acknowledge? I mean, we kind of went over, but like, do you think that it's going to be him saying sayonara, or is it going to be like Tori-chan having to read something off?
No, he's already done his last show. It's already happened. So he didn't know it was going to be his last show when he did it. So I think it could even be as callous as fade to black on his last show and then just a big text block.
Like he's dead.
Like a white, not big white. No, Jesus. Not that, but like a big white text block, like explaining that what happened and why you're not going to see him again. Something like that.
Dang.
You know, like I said, his last show has already been done and no one knew it was going to be his last show at that time.
Well, I remember this. I think this was back in Boys and Girls in the City, and I only noticed this during our rewatch because, you know, it was my first time watching Boys and Girls in the City way back when. And now that I'm more invested in Terrace House and know a lot more, I think is maybe around episode, like, I want to say 14 through 18. At the end of one of those episodes, they did something similar where they faded to black and said something along the lines of, like, in memory of, I forget the name of the guy who died in the first season, which people are going to hate me for, but also I've never seen the first season.
Yeah, don't hate on him.
Yes, but nonetheless, that's how they did it. It wasn't even the panelists saying anything about him, like, oh, rest in peace or anything. It was just fade to black.
Yeah.
You know, there it is.
That's why I say, like, he died, because, like, there's, you know, the memorial episodes. That's usually how it goes, like, in memory of so-and-so person.
Yeah, I think, you know, we need to also just kind of transition this conversation to, like, how are we going to move forward with this too, you know, because this, we can't ignore it. Like, we have a lot of Terrace House to watch left, a lot left to spoil and talk about, and Toki's going to be there, so we need to enjoy the time we have with them. We know it's finite. We need to still do our show, you know, and so I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy every moment I get with them, you know. It's a gift. So
god, it's going to suck because it, you know, I'm sure in the next few episodes we're going to watch, it's going to be Tokui has something smart ass to say or something, some great metaphor or analogy, and we're just going to be like sad. It's going to be sadness.
It's going
to
be rough.
Let's
try
not to be mourning him.
Right. You know, at the same time, I'm going to try and compartmentalize the information a little bit just to have fun and still enjoy Terrace House, because Terrace House is a really fun, awesome show. And I watch it to have a good time. I watch it to laugh. I watch it so that I can talk with you guys, and so I can, conversate with the community online about it. And so I don't want that to change, you know. So I want to keep a positive outlook on it. And whoever, if they do get someone that replaces him, that's going to be a really tough seat to sit in for them, you know. But I also, if they get somebody, I want to welcome them with open arms. I don't want to be too harsh on them, you know. Again, they have an impossible task in replacing him if that happens, so I want to be kind to that person too. And so that's kind of my attitude going forward with the whole thing.
I wonder if Japanese fans of Terrace House are already sort of speculating or maybe throwing out ideas of who they could get to replace him. I'm assuming if they do get someone to replace him, it's going to be someone who's deeply involved in the comedy scene in Japan in some way, shape, or form.
They bring special guests in. Yeah, it's always a good time, isn't it? They have the baseball player in. They have the guy from One Piece was in for a number of episodes.
No, I don't think that was.
No, they mentioned he's a fan.
Yeah. He was another comedian.
Got it. So but also they might not get anybody. And that might be the best move for chemistry.
Yeah. I don't know. It's something I think we're just going to have to see as it unfolds. But so one of the things I really like about Terrace House is that I always see it as an escape from reality, because the real world sort of is rough. But this weird little diorama that Terrace House has created, where we watch six people just have fun with life, like, and watch six other people rag on them, I guess maybe now five.
Yeah.
You know, it's still fun, and I still want the show, and by extension, our show, to be an escape from the harshness of reality and just kind of, like, have fun, you know?
Yeah.
So as much as this sucks, and as much as we hate talking about the seriousness of the situation,
yeah,
we need to also, you know, be able to move forward and enjoy what we have.
Yeah, right. The show goes on, people. As long as Terrace House goes
so
on,
we're still going. Yes.
Terrace exactly. House goes on, you know, we celebrate the man. But again, you know, I will say, I don't want to end on a downer, but like I do, he has no one to blame but himself for this. He's fully responsible for it. He made his own bed. He has to lay in it now.
Yeah. And I mean, so he's taken responsibility for it.
Yeah, and he is. So, you know, we just need to just move on to the next thing. And unfortunately, it's without Tokui.
Yep.
Sayonara, Tokui-kun.
Yeah. Now we're going to go off and record the next episode of our usual show. And we're excited because we've seen it. And oh, my God. Get hype, because Tuesday's going to be a wild fucking day.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Please look forward to it.
Yes. Mm. Please look forward to our usual ramblings about Terrace House. We're going to close it off here. Yeah, we don't want to dwell on this too much, but we figured an update from us would be worth doing. So tune in on Tuesday for us and our coverage on, what is it, episode 8?
Yep. Passive Boys. Episode 8 podcast.
Let's go. Boys. We'll see you then. Bye-bye. We hope you enjoyed the show. You can follow us on Instagram at Tadaimagram, on Twitter at Tadaimapod, and check out our YouTube channel, Facebook group, and the brand new Discord server, all linked in our show notes.